Hey, hon, did you find anything good? No, take your time. We can stay as long as you want. Actually, I really like being here with you. It's just so comforting to be surrounded by old books. I could stay here all day. Yeah, I know we have almost as many old books at home, but these are new old books. They're completely different. They contain stories we've never heard before. The possibilities are entirely new. It's like looking up at the night sky and suddenly seeing completely different stars. Sorry. I know I get a bit carried away sometimes. But I bet you think it's cute, right? Well, if you didn't, I'd probably be in trouble. You know how much I can ramble, especially about literature. Yeah, I guess I'm just lucky I found someone who's as much of a book nerd as I am. I love seeing how big your eyes get every time we come here. Watching you get excited is almost better than the books themselves. No, there's no need to be embarrassed. I promise. It's just another reason I love you. You had me from the moment you told me you tried to read Ulysses without a study guide. Hey, I said you tried, not that you finished. It was really brave of you to give it a go despite not being able to get through it. I couldn't have done it. No, it wasn't stupid. A little overly ambitious, maybe, but not stupid. No, stupid was me challenging myself to finish the entirety of Infinite Jest in a week. Look, I've always been a fast reader. It seemed like a good idea at the I'm glad you're around now to remind me to slow down a bit. Mwah. Now I can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the Tolstoy. Well, to the extent that anybody can enjoy Tolstoy, he wasn't exactly a fan of happy endings. Yeah, I know Anna Karenina is a classic. I'm just saying, it doesn't really leave you with a warm, fuzzy feeling. Yes, I know that's not the point. You're right. I guess it is possible to like depressing novels if you're in the right mindset. I'm just surprised you're in such a doom and gloom mood right now. It's such a nice day out. Yes, the weather matters. You refuse to read Stephen King at night. I'm allowed to refuse to read Tolstoy on an otherwise pleasant day. Nope, I'm going to save War and Peace for my next soul-crushing business meeting. Trust me, I'll need it then. I'll probably even be able to read it twice, given how long those goddamn meetings are. Do you think they'll notice if we just never come back to work? No, hear me out. We could just set up a tent in the store and live like hermits. We have access to all the books that we've ever wanted and no job obligations to tie us down. Food is not that important. If we get hungry, we can just find some fasting meditation book from that weird mindfulness section over by the art books. No, it's a great plan. Trust me. I mean, it worked for Huck Finn. Sort of. You know, maybe Huck was right about rejecting society standards. The world is better without so many soul-crushing business meetings. Let's just stay here forever. We can have our own 100 years of solitude. I know that's not exactly what we're supposed to take away from the book, but the idea sounds nice, doesn't it? 100 years all to ourselves, with no meetings, obligations, or obscure family gatherings. I know, we have to go back. But I don't want to leave yet. Come on, let's check out the rare book section. No, I promise we won't buy anything. Really, I promise. I know we can't afford it right now. After all, we're not Gatsby and Daisy. Not that we would want to be. I'd rather not symbolize any dream that's not our own, American or otherwise. Come on, it'll just be a quick peek. It'll be fun. I bet they'll have one of those illustrated copies you love so much. Yes! Let's start with the shelf over there with the old cookbooks. I love old-time recipes. Betty Crocker's Dinner in a Dish Cookbook. It's from 1965. I wonder what old Betty cooked up way back then. Well, she wrote a recipe for tuna and jello pie. No, it's exactly what it sounds like. Tuna mixed with lemon jello. I forgot how much they loved jello in the 60s. I kind of want to try it. No, not enough to actually make it, though. Thanks for the offer, but you can't make it for me unless you're willing to eat it too. Besides, I'm pretty sure that we would anger some food god if we actually made that abomination. Anyway, I think I'm done with old cookbooks now. I need to look at something less taxing on my soul. Why don't you pick the next shelf? Okay. Old adventure books it is. Oh, hey, they have a bunch of really old Jules Verne novels. Let's see, they have 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Journey to the Center of the Earth, All Around the World in 80 Days, 5 Weeks in a Balloon. The man was kind of literal with his titles, wasn't he? No, I'm actually upset he wasn't more precise. But I guess 5 weeks, 3 days, 7 hours, 12 minutes, and 38 seconds in a balloon doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. Hey, writers were paid more by the word back then. I'm just saying he could have made an extra franc or two if he got more specific. You know I'm right. If I were to title this trip to the bookstore, I'd call it 3 hours in a bookstore with you rolling your eyes. Yeah, I wish I could be more exact with the title, but I can't exactly remember when we arrived. I guess I better start timing events if I ever want to write a Jules Verne-style autobiography. The chapter where we finally got together would be called 80 Days of Awkwardly Not Talking About It. I know it wasn't actually 80 days, but it fucking felt like it. It was worth it, though. There aren't too many people I can spend 3 hours in a bookstore with. Is there anything you want to look at? The Shelf of Illustrated Fairy Tales? Sounds fantastic. Hey, come over and look at this one in the glass case. See, it's a 1916 printing of Fairy Tales by Hans Christian Andersen. The plaque says it's leather-bound and comes with 16 original illustrations. Only 125 copies were ever made and it's signed by the illustrator. It's pretty amazing, right? I'm glad that you love Hans Christian Andersen as much as I do. Remember that time we went to the drive-in movie screening of Little Mermaid? I think it was our second or third date. The minute the movie ended, you couldn't stop yourself from going into this rant about how much more amazing the original fairy tale was. Your enthusiasm was so infectiously adorable. I'd always felt the same way, but I never met anybody else as passionate about it. If I wasn't falling for you already, I think I would have started to fall for you then. It's funny, what's with the look? You actually want to buy it, don't you? No, it's okay, don't apologize. I kind of want to buy it too. It's a fantastic piece, and I really want to share it with you. Oh, it's so expensive, though. I guess I'll have to attend a lot more soul-crushing meetings if we're ever going to be able to afford it. Hey, it's not that bad a trade-off. And it will be worth seeing your eyes light up every day when you look at it. Besides, this gives me an excuse not to go to my crazy cousin Larry's wedding in Virginia next month. It's Minion-themed. No, like the Minions from Despicable Me. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either. Anyway, I'd rather spend a few months' paychecks on something we actually like. So be honest. Do you really want it? Good. Me too. Come on, let's go tell the manager. Oh, this is gonna be the best impulse purchase ever.